It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Let's get to it. I am so excited. From glittery unicorn frappuccinos to matcha pink drinks, there's no question that Starbucks, Starbees, as I like to call it,
Starbees?
Has it going on with fun beverages. Yeah, of course, Starbees. Pork Chop and I used to get Starbees literally every day.
Stop, together. Real quick, Mackenzie. I don't know you that well, but you get people's hopes up. Like, if they're listening, if I heard Starbees, I would think it was a combined Starbucks and Arby's.
Yes. So that would be let down, I guess.
Where's the horsey
Starbies.
Sauce?
Well, to become more eco-friendly, they are introducing these really fun, colorful, reusable tumblers. And get this, they're ombre. Do you know what that means?
It is. Yes. Yes. Our old logo used to have a little ombre.
Ombre, so they kind of fade. So they quietly this week released that 5-pack of reusable cups, and they change color when you fill them up with an iced drink. But they are selling out like hotcakes, and they're almost gone. So I want one. They hold 24 ounces of liquid, and they'll set you back $16.95. But they're so cute. I want one.
All right, guys, we got to get her one of these ombres.
So there, before they go, because they're going quick. Well, Mario Lopez, okay, he is off to a really awkward start at his new gig. So he's leaving Extra, and he's heading over to Access Hollywood. But we're told that he's been there visiting Access Hollywood, and he has a full-on security team. So everybody's kind of looking like, okay, you're Mario Lopez. You're not, you know.
Yeah, I thought you used to work out.
With that?
Weren't you on the wrestling team?
Yes. But this could, so he's going to start over there at Access Hollywood, his new gig, September 9th. But people think he's weird because of that. And also, he's in the news because of these controversial comments he made on the Candace Owens podcast, and he's apologized, saying he was ignorant and insensitive. They were regarding transgender children.
Take if you're listen. 3 years old and you're saying you're feeling a certain way, or you think you're a boy or a girl, whatever the case may be, I just think it's dangerous as a parent to make that determination then, okay, well, then you're going to be a boy or a girl, whatever the case may be. And it's sort of alarming, and my gosh, I just think about the repercussions later on.
Right. So he's in hot water. He has since apologized, saying he was very, like I said, insensitive. Extra said, we don't stand behind any of these statements made by Mr. Lopez. So he's showing up with security. He's making comments. Probably stressed out at this moment.
I just don't get the security thing, but okay.
Well, yeah, I've witnessed.
Who's coming after that for that? Like, oh, we'll get you, Mario.
He's a small dude because I've met him a few times.
Oh,
he's
short. Is
that
small?
He's probably 5. I mean, he's muscular, but 5. Maybe as tall as me, 5'7".
Okay, I thought he'd be bigger than that.
On a good day? I don't know. This is so romantic. A couple of cycling enthusiasts from Houston got engaged, and the man showed his girlfriend that he'd secretly spelled out marry me with their bike route.
Oh, that is so awesome.
I think that's so cool. So he invited her, get this, on a 15.7-mile bike ride through the city.
Okay,
which
not
seems,
awesome.
Which like,
seems
awesome. A lot. And he spelled it out, and I'm happy to say she was pleasantly surprised and said yes. I love some good romance. And I was shocked this romance has lasted. Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt from The Hills, they're still married.
Wow.
And they have a baby.
Yes, I love him. Gunner.
And he has his own Insta and
yes,
like social
he's
media.
So cute.
I wasn't a fan of them, but now that they're parents, I mean, they're very fame hungry. But when asked about baby number two, Heidi legit said she asked MTV when would be the best time. And they told her the network said right around January. And so she's like, okay, perfect. So
she's scheduling like, honey, we're going to try to knock you up around this time.
Would you ask a network when you should have baby number two?
To be fair, if Radio Now, my wife wants to wait like a little bit, still have kids. But if you guys want to like give me a little incentive package to knock her up, we can try to plan that.
So you're in.
I would do
a. You're into that.
Liv's looking at me like, what a jerk. I would do a baby bonus. You're telling me right now if our boss is like, Liv, how would $100,000 sound if you got pregnant? It'd be good for the show. Would you not get pregnant today?
I wasn't even giving you a look about that. You don't even know what I'm giving you a look about.
Oh, then
maybe,
it could be anything.
Maybe it was subconscious guilt thing.
I will say when I did TV, like during sweeps, they love when you're pregnant. They love, like the Today Show, there's always someone pregnant on there because people love it. Well, that's your garbage.
Thank you, Mackenzie.